Oh, thanks a lot, Donny. Sorry for all the trouble, but needing just to remind you, I'm in the reception area of Parnell's GAA club, and a huge crowd gathered in here now. Lots of the fans have come up as well and have been well fed and watered, as they say. Now, I did say that John Costello, the chief executive officer of the Dublin County Board, is here. He's a good friend of Near FM. He has spoken to us on the last three occasions on the Monday night after Dublin's All-Ireland success, and I did just catch his eye a little while ago, and he said that he would be willing to chat to us. I'm going to approach him now. I think he has finished his meal, and I hope he won't mind me just interrupting him ever so shortly. So it's a couple of I haven't seen I see Kevin McManaman here, he's having his meal, and of course Brian Howard, I haven't seen him come in yet, and of course there's lots of photographs been taken of the Sam Maguire Cup, which is in the premises now at the moment, in the room. Lots of the young people being photographed with the Sam Maguire.
Fergus, so, as you're making your way around there this year.
He's good.
Hello, Fergus, can you hear me?
Yeah, he's me. John, you're a good friend of Near FM. Congratulations to you, the squad, the management team and all. Another great, great day for Dublin senior football.
Yes, Fergus, yeah, and it's a great pleasure to talk again and to be back here on Parnell's for the fourth year in a row to talk to Near FM. Yes, it was a great occasion yesterday. A tremendous squad led by the white man himself, Stephen Cluxton, from the home here on Parnell's.
Indeed. And of course your own son, Cormac, came on in the second half and played his part in the victory.
Yes, we were very proud of the family, you know, with Cormac's involvement. I suppose he was being cheered on by all the Whitehall from Kill.
Yeah.
And he almost made an immediate impact when he went through and had a chance of a goal, but it was well saved by Niall Morgan for a 45, and at least being converted to 45, so it wasn't all bad news.
Indeed. And John, it's been a great year for Dublin senior football. I mean, they've swept the boards in Leinster, and of course in the Super 8's unbeaten, and of course into the All-Ireland quarter-finals, semi-finals and finals. It's a wonderful squad that's at the disposal of Jim Gavin.
Yes, but it's all a combination of great work being done by all the clubs throughout the county, Sinéan County, where you have the nurseries going every week, feeding into the underage competition control committee games between under 8 and under 12, and then Saturday afternoon and so on. And it's the clubs that develop all these players along with schools. Was the common a month ago, and I suppose we've had some good success at underage in recent years, and Jim has got a assemble a panel of finely developed and well coached, and he's put the finishing touches to them, and here tonight we're witnessing the scenes of celebrating the four in a row.
Yeah, and if I can think of just one man, it's unfair to pick out one man, but just to think of one player who has made his mark since he came into the senior squad, another local boy from Raheny, Brian Howard. He's had a great season, hasn't he?
Oh, a tremendous player, Brian. Yeah, he's won All-Ireland under 21 medal previously with Dublin. But again, that's one of the great successes of Jim Gavin and his management team, is that this team is evolving. If you look at the great Kerry team in the 80s, I don't think that I think three All-Ireland finals did the same 15 togged out yesterday. You had Niall Scully, Owen Merchant, Brian Howard playing in the first All-Ireland finals. That's 20% of your team rotation, and there are many other talented players that in the squad and also on the fringes of the squad. I'm sure Jim Gavin will be casting an eye over in the forthcoming championship. We'll be introducing these to the panel. So, you know, there's no Barn Cup coming up in early January. There's the Dub Stars, which has been held locally in Naive Baroque this year.
Good. I didn't know that. That's great. We'll be there, please, God.
Yeah, absolutely. Date has not been finalised yet, Fergus. But, Yes, so generally we'll be giving a run out to a lot of players during the O'Bourne Cup, casting an eye over them. The league then will be starting then. I'm not sure, the fixtures haven't been decided yet, but you know, we will have Tyrone at home, so that could be another, could be the opening fixture, I'm not too sure yet. But I'm sure that promises to be a great occasion.
Saturday night in Croke Park, maybe.
Saturday night under lights, yeah, absolutely, and possibly with a double header with the hurlers as well, depending on the scheduling. But no, I mean, there are tons of players in the county knocking on the door of the squad, and so that keeps the current players on their feet as well. I mean, there's no guaranteed positions. There's 20% turnover players this year. A lot of disappointed players yesterday didn't get some game time. And but you know, there's no point throwing your ties out of the pram with Jim Gavin.
Yeah.
There's tons of players coming along that, you know, we've never heard of maybe, or certainly wouldn't be household names, and they're there pushing along everybody else.
And you mentioned, John, the Dublin Senior Football Club Championship, which I presume will resume the week after next, or after this week, you know, and some promising games ahead. We always look forward to it, and particularly the final. It's a great occasion.
Yes, Fergus, yeah. This weekend the hurling championship resumes, and then the following week, yeah, will be the final games in the group series. Now it also clashes with the ladies football, the thing, so we have to do some tweaking there. I think some of the games have been changed, but there are some that are down to start at the same time Sunday week, so I'm sure there'll be some tweaking of fixtures there to avoid a clash with the girls in their All-Ireland final against Cork.
It'd be great to see the girls win again and a double-double, as they say.
Absolutely, yeah. There's some close relationship between some of the footballers and the ladies, so we wish them well, and Cork have been a bogey team for them over the last number of years, and hopefully they can correct that wrong on Sunday week.
And John, just to get back to the club championship, I presume I asked you this question for the last 3 years. I presume it's okay for Nearlyfen to broadcast live some of all of the matches plus the final.
Absolutely, yeah. We're always delighted for Nearlyfen to come down to Parnell Park. It's always a pleasant place and a great commentary, and we urge our listeners to tune in to the commentary, whatever. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to give you absolution for the next 5 years.
All right, Spud. I've interrupted you from your meal.
No problem whatsoever.
Enjoy the celebration. Thanks for your time, and hopefully we'll be here this time next year, please God.
Delighted to talk to you again, Fergus.
Thanks a lot. John Costello, Chief Executive of the Dublin County Board. He is a great friend of Nearlyfen, and it's good to talk to him, and we hope to see him in Parnell Park, of course, for the Dublin Club Championship Games, which will be resuming. By the way, I see Jim Gavin has come into the room, and he's been surrounded by youngsters and all, and signing autographs and signing programs, and of course photographs been taken of him, and Philly McMahon the same. He's signing autographs and taking photographs. I want to see if our good local man Brian Howard is around. I actually know Brian. I know his parents well, and his grandparents, which I believe they're locally in Raheny. And I just happened to bump into Brian about 10 days ago, and I wished him well for yesterday, and he said I can't wait. And my word, he produced the goods as is custom. So well done to him. Just still can't see him, but. I wonder would Finney McMahon be willing to have a word with me? He might, just a quick word. Finney, can you have a quick word? Yeah, he wants to go and get a bit of food, so I appreciate that.
Fergus, a question for you there, if you can hear me. This is your... Fergus, can you hear us there?
I can't see Brian Howard. I can see him coming in off the bus, okay. I did want to have a chat with him, but not rewarded. But I don't know whether Jim Gavin will... he's been surrounded, as is natural, by all the fans here who are taking photographs and asking him for autographs. So we don't want to disturb him, but we'll...
Fergus, I'm just wondering if you can hear us here in the studio. Hello, Fergus.
I think I'll just turn back to you for the moment, Tony.
Fergus, Fergus, can you hear us here in the studio?
I beg your pardon?
Can you hear us here in the studio?
Yeah, okay, I'll just go outside, Tony, because, as you can imagine, there's pretty bedlam here at the moment, but I'm just going to try and... I see Brian Howard. He's actually here beside me now. I don't know whether he has eaten or not, but I'll just try and catch him. Now, he's been surrounded, of course, by lots of fans too, but he hasn't seen me. We're just going to try now and catch his eye, Tony. It'll be nice just to get a word with him. I hope he's not too hungry. So he's taking photographs with and doing autographs with them with his. Lovely, he's with the young children and their photographs been taken with them. When you're ready. Yeah, I've just caught his eye and he's just, he has promised that when he's finished doing the autographs, he'll come over and he'll have a word with them. He's made his mark. I remember it was McDermott Connolly that when he was interviewed early in the year said, keep an eye on a young lad called Brian Howard. He's going to make his mark on the Dublin senior team. And that's exactly what has happened. I'm delighted to welcome Brian Howard, one of the stars of yesterday's victory, a local man from Raheny. Brian, you must be delighted with this.
Hi, it's special moment for myself and obviously all the team as well. It's four in a row, but like it's just your second game as it goes, so definitely a great achievement today and special to spend with the fans and especially with the fans, so it's a nice moment of the year, so special days.
This is your second senior All-Ireland medal, isn't it?
Yeah, so last year I was involved, we got one or two little showings in the Leinster Championship after that, but this year thankfully I was fortunate enough to be able to get position and obviously it's special either way whether it's playing or not playing, but I was fortunate enough to be able to play.
And you have an under 21 medal as well, haven't you?
Yeah, that was last year. It was also under a bonus, so 21s and then obviously senior as well.
Great. And would you believe this? I met your granddad this morning, Willie Howard, and he was at Elijah the Court, naturally enough, and he said your dad, Paul, and Mam Jordan and all the family were there to see your victory.
Oh, yeah, they're my biggest fans. They're my biggest in matches, and they're always wanting me to improve. And every game, whether it's just club, but it's nearly training. Happy boy, man, you can't go to training, but I know it's all good. Yeah, my nan and granddad as well, they've started to get involved this year and
good.
All the matches, and it's all good.
And Brian, just talking about yourself, I presume you went to school in Raheny, did you? And that way you learned to start playing GAA from an early age.
Yeah, so I went to Scholastin, all the Irish Scholastin primary school, and then I made the jump to St. Vincent's in Sutton. Two brilliant skills. So we did that, and now obviously at the age of 4 I was in the yoga, training away with Raheny, and they just brought me on, great mentors all the way up through the year, so that just made me excel, and thankfully I got to where I am today.
Well, then of course being a Raheny man and your colleague Brian Chester, of course it's great for the Raheny club, the local club.
Oh yeah, Brian has always ever since day one, he's been the lad I look up to, and having the opportunity to take the pitch with him is even better, so both the club and county, and then he'd always be giving me a list to train and always make sure I'm alright, so I owe a lot of this to Brian, and he's obviously a lovely lad and football.
And of course I just think you joined the ranks of the great Kieran Whelan, of course, and David Hickey and Paddy Gogarty, who all represented Dublin playing for and those from the Raheny club.
Yeah, and they've obviously been massive ambassadors for me. I look up to them, and it's just nice to be in that bracket with those greats. So,
And what has Jim Gavin brought to it? You were with him last season, of course, and this season. Obviously, a top man.
Yeah, obviously, he's the best manager around, like CB would say, but. I know he's always believed in me, and thankfully this year he gave me the empowerment to go out onto the pitch, so I know Jim, obviously he just shares his knowledge and the backroom staff as well, Jason, Seth, Shane, Paul came in this year,
Paul Clark,
brought a lot this year, and I know he's just their knowledge. They obviously play for Dublin throughout the year, and then obviously learning from the other lads on the team, just all the way down, and not going to affect the little babies on the team, and then hopefully we can go on and share that knowledge down through the ranks.
Brian, you just gone back to yesterday's match, you scored 1 point, but that catch you made in the second half when you were surrounded by a couple of Toulon players, plus I think a Dublin player, but up in the sky you grabbed it. How did you manage that?
To be honest, sure he didn't catch it more than anything, and I saying that James McKayson did well to block him off, so I just sort of just fell into my hands, and then we knew then it was over at that stage. But I was nerve wracking times. Toulon obviously brought different level of physicality that we've seen all year, but yeah, he was saying we got to go for the green yesterday.
We worried at 5 points to one.
Oh yeah, you have to be worried. Yeah. The intensity they brought, they said they were right in our face, as we expected, but yeah, they brought it to a different level. It took a while for us to overcome that and comprehend it, but eventually we did.
Oh,
we brought it down.
Great. Well, look, the celebrations that sure were mighty last night, and will continue for a long time. It's lovely to talk to you, Brian. Congratulations, you're a local boy. And by the way, I'm going to ask you a favour. You might talk to me on the Saturday Sports Show some Saturday morning that you're free. We have a more extended chat. Is that okay?
Brilliant, yeah. Thanks, man.
Congratulations, well done.
Yeah.
That was Brian Howard, one of the stars of the Dublin victory yesterday. So, lovely lad. And he's a Raheny boy himself, of course, and Brian Fenton, as you said. And they've joined the ranks of some great players from Raheny who have represented Dublin. Sadly, after a wonderful career, Kieran Whelan never actually played in an All-Ireland final, but before him, David Hickey, of course, and Paddy Gogarty and Michael Hickey actually were on All-Ireland winning teams. And of course, they played their Gaelic football with the Raheny club. I'm just wondering, would Jim Gavin have a quick word with me? The Bonish door, now, he normally does, but I just hope that he might have a quick chat. But he's been surrounded, as is expected, by all the fans here, and I haven't caught his eye, but it'd be nice if, just before we round up this special
Oops,
okay. A man just walked on me, not to worry. Round up this this outside broadcast with a quick word with I'm trying to catch his eye, but more photographs been taken of Jim Gavin, and there's another fan right there. Just there, he's still in photograph. Yeah, he's just still crunching the first. I'm just going to have a quick word when he's going to sign a jersey for our young fan. And he's just going to, he said he would have a quick word with us. I just don't understand him. I'm delighted to welcome the Bonner Store of Hellshinter. My welcome to Jim Gavin, Seamus O'Govan. Jim, congratulations. We're getting used to chatting to you on the Monday after All Ireland win. But congratulations to you and the entire squad. A great victory again.
Yeah, it's been it's a nice habit. I don't think it'll last forever, so we just need to cherish these moments. It's a great tradition we have. Come back to the captain's club, and put to that, I suppose, administrative and organisational demands on the club officials here in Parnell. But like, once again, it's been an outstanding night. It's great to see all the children there waiting patiently. The Artane Boys band leading the bus up the avenue to Parnell's, and you know, they're a special moment that we certainly remember, and I know the kids will remember, and see all those young boys and girls at the mums and dads and guardians on the pitch. And yeah, that's what the GAA is all about. It's a community volunteer based sporting organisation. It's a big family. We're just delighted to be part of the Dublin bigger family, and you know, to bring to bring the Sam Guy back with Stephen Clarkson, our fantastic captain. I know he's such a big part of the community here, so we're just delighted to support Stephen tonight.
And Jim, I know that you've always paid tribute to the team as a great group of guys, and, you know, wonderful, wonderful camaraderie amongst them all. But in the past, when you've spoken, you've paid great tribute to the GAA clubs in Dublin and the volunteers and the coaches in the clubs who've looked after the youngsters coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when you reflect and look back at, you know, when this sporting organisation was founded back in 1884, the landscape was obviously very different in Ireland. Just, you know, we just come to, you know, the Catholic emancipation here around that century, and then the horrific famine, and you know, there was the Gaelic League, and there, you know, there were hopefully men and women were searching for it to keep Irish culture identity, and that's what the GAA was originally founded for, and to see that being just, you know, all those years later, just been manifesting the modern version of it, and to see in every parish, in every community, and not only on the island, but particularly close to home, the county of Dublin, all the hard work being put in, all the volunteerism, all the mums and dads and guardians bringing the boys and girls up to games every week. And then I suppose at a senior level, we're just a representation of that. So on the squad we have this year, which is over 20 clubs represented in Dublin Senior Football Squad, and that's a great testament to, I suppose, the broader standard that's out there amongst the great GAA clubs, and at all sizes were and shapes and clubs were kind of representing the panel. So this is, I think, the come the months ago, that's been working so well for us, and obviously the coaching that's gone on at club level is so impressive.
And Jim, you know, with the celebrations that go on for a while, but I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on the Dublin Senior Football Club Championship, which will resume now the weekend after next, so you'll be watching that.
Yeah, there's some fantastic games, but I'll just say that tonight and the next couple of days about just celebrating the success that the guys have had. We're delighted to, you know, as a management team, just to be there with them and just trying to help them along the way. But the players will go back to the clubs now, and I just can't wait some of the rounds. Fantastic games coming up, and I already have my diary for four of the games that I'm watching, and I'm just really excited to see, you know, that great talent that we have in Dublin, see it on show for the guys, because that's ultimately, that's what it's all about. It's all about, you know, what we do is representative of football at county level, and what the guys do is representative level at their club level. So it's just, you know, it's fantastic.
Great. Jim, I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time. Really appreciate you talking to us. Hopefully, please God, this time next year, we'll be talking again on the Monday night. And then, co-god, the Gusagas, Gurumina Mahagas.
Bajo, Gurumina Mahagas.
Slam, Agus Panas. Jim Gavin, manager of the successful Dublin team. It's always good to talk to him. And once again, when he completed that interview, he surrounded again by fans wanting jerseys to be signed and, of course, photographs to be taken. So really, Tony, that's really it from this great celebration for the winning Dublin team here in Parnell's GAA Club. My apologies for the slight breakup on the odd occasion from here, but we'll look forward to being here, please God, again next year. And of course, in the meantime, we will be bringing broadcast of some of the Dublin Club Senior Football Championship games from Parnell Park, and we'll keep listeners posted on that. Thanks to you, Donny, and to Michael Sullivan for looking after the base back in studio. And it just remains for me, Fergus Carr, to say from a happy and very noisy and packed Parnell's GAA Club, it's back to you in the studio. Slán agus beannacht.
Gurumíle maith, Fergus. Thank you very much on an exceptional job, and always you performed well under pressure, Fergus.